Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's question one. 10 questions, 10 days. We'll make them topical as much as we can to the news of the day. So today's pretty easy with Jaden Daniels in town meeting with the Commanders. Is this the surest we're going to get as to who they're picking? Or will we get more concrete evidence as we get closer to the draft? Said differently, there's no smoking gun. There's just a lot of reporting, speculating, idea being floated by Adam Schefter and others that they like Jaden Daniels. So if they take Jaden Daniels, we're going to work back from that and say, well, everybody knew it. You know, people were talking about this 2 weeks ago. But if they take Drake May, we'll know, well, that was all just nonsense. So the question, Danny, is how we currently feel right now, which is that it feels like there's like a 70% chance or so that it's going to be Jaden Daniels based on all the rumors and the betting market and everything else. Is this as sure as we'll get, or as we get closer to next week, 10 days away, will we have a better, more confident understanding of what they're going to do? Will there be a smoking gun at some point?
We're never going to get that smoking gun. Excuse me, dude. Wow.
You're right over there?
Apologies. I don't know what's happening.
What happened?
Two times.
That's happened. Bug fly up your nose?
Literally just trying to talk, and something's like, nope, not for you, not today. All right, here we go. We're going to find out more. There's going to be more info. We're never going to get the full smoking. We're never going to get the full, the guy's holding the gun and there's blood pouring down. We're never getting that. But I think a little nuggets are going to start to come out. Little trial balloons, and I think it's going to be next week. I think early next week, looking for Monday or Tuesday, you and I and the other folks out here that are living and dying with this decision, consumed by it, are going to get a couple morsels that are more concrete than this. That's how I've always felt.
I don't think we're going to know either. I think we are, though, right now, this moment, exactly where we're going to be at draft time. You might have another reporter or two coming out to float something. You might have another Adam Schefter interview where he says, I'm sticking with Jaden Daniels, buy your jerseys now. That might happen, but there's not going to be any good, hard, fast reporting. In other words, Schefter right now is not saying, I can report that the Commanders will take Jaden Daniels. And a lot of people don't understand or care about the difference between Schefter saying he thinks they're going to take him, speculation, and him reporting that they are taking him. I care a lot about that discrepancy. My whole life is basically figuring out the difference between those two gray areas, right? Seriously. So a lot of people, they just hear it's Schefter saying words, it means the same. No, it doesn't. Report or speculation. Report or thought. He's provided thoughts as to what he thinks is going to happen. It's informed speculation, but he has not reported anything. I don't think you're going to get any reports. I don't think there's going to be anything that you can put in Sharpie. And I give Adam Peters a lot of credit because it seems to me like Adam Peters is buttoned up. And he came here to chew bubble gum and keep some secrets, man. And there's not a lot of bubble gum left in his cup holder in his car at this point.
I bet you it's something comes out from an agent side, a PR side. I don't think it's coming from them, to your point.
But what would the agent's PR side be able to give you that makes it credible enough that you could say it's happening?
That's,
I mean,
why
we're kind of getting some of that now.
Right. It's not going to be written in paint. It's not going to be in Sharpie. It's not going to be underlined, but it's going to be what we get, right? It's not going to be that, as we're talking about, the smoking gun, but there's going to be more noise. leading up to it. Whoever it is, by the way, whether it's Daniels' side, May's side, etc., this is the time for the agent to look good, right? I've got the number two overall pick, or I'm going to get him. You know what my agency is? The Danny Ruggie agency. You should come sign with me, NIL guys, or people that might be draft eligible in the near future. I think that's where it's going.
I wonder if people prefer to know before Goodell says the name or not. I remember we were at Rudy's Golf for an event months ago. This was not even the tournament. This was, I'm trying to think exactly when it would have been. And you and I were talking about the possibility that we are not going to know who they're picking until maybe right at the NFL draft, right when it said Jaden Daniels, LSU. Like, we're like, is there any way they can keep the secret that long? Is there any way they can pull that off? I'm very confident now. Even if you think it's Daniels, you confident enough to buy that jersey? you sure enough that you can guarantee that? Go out on a limb and, you know, if you're just talking to your buddies in a group text chat, okay, fine. But in a place, on a platform that would matter, put your reputation on the line to say that? I fully expect that the first time that I'm going to truly know who they're going to pick is when they make the selection. And that is a great way as a fan to experience draft night. Nerve-wracking, but that's going to add a hell of a lot of fun to the number two overall pick, in my opinion.
Yeah, there'll be a layer of dramatics with it, but I do think we're going to have, I'm trying to think of a good way to put it. Like, let's say there are empty jars, right? And you could put a little penny in each jar when we get some evidence or some scuttlebutt or some rumor, some of affinity. Right now, there's way more pennies in the Jaden Daniels jar.
Right, but before you continue, this to me is the whole point of this conversation. Like, what is evidence versus just words being said? The only thing that I would count as evidence right now is Adam Schefter has an opinion on this, and he is so plugged in and so informed that Adam Schefter has decided, I'm going to suggest that I have I don't want to say I know, but I have an opinion.
I have a feeling.
Yeah, I think I've got this thing down that they're going to take him. I'll give that a penny in the pot, if you want to call it that, for evidence. What other evidence do we have?
There's not a lot. There's not
a
lot.
Is there anything else?
No, I mean, it's now, you know, the betting market's reflecting it. They're not making that up out of thin air.
Which is a reaction to Adam Schefter.
Could be.
Basically, that's where the betting markets come from. That's kind of like the same thing almost.
So, yeah, it's almost like a 1A, 2. So maybe that's another penny. But I think as we get closer, whoever it is, there are going to be more pennies in the jar.
So there's two pennies to zero right now.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about real evidence, I mean,
that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what is the evidence that we actually have?
And that's kind of the point of this whole discussion. There's not much evidence. There's not much real evidence. Again, none of this would hold up in court. It's all hearsay. It's all speculation. All of the speculation right now is centered around Jaden Daniels. So that's whether that's just feeding itself, whether that's because I'm just making up a name, because Ryan Wilson, Chris Trapasso, the guys at Draft Network. And, you know, you could pick seven other dudes because Dane Brugler said it, because, you know, Mel Kiper has it. Whatever. Now we're adding to all these mock drafts that have Jaden Daniels. So now that counts as, quote unquote, noise that Jaden Daniels is coming to Washington at pick number two. That's not evidence, though. That's informed speculation. That's what makes sense. That's making a piece fit, et cetera. Those aren't pennies in the jar. That's a different category. That's buzz. That's energy. That's, you know, kind of that speculation point. I feel like we're going to start to get more and more and more pennies in this jar, to really beat this analogy into oblivion, as we get a little bit closer, regardless of who it is.
So we both agree there will be no report, and you've seen these for many, many years before drafts, where somebody comes out and says, assuming Caleb Williams is off the board at number one, the Washington Commanders plan on selecting Jaden Daniels with the second pick. They were smitten by him when they met him at his pro day, and they spent time with him earlier this week or last week in Ashburn, which would be today and tomorrow. And he really blew them away, and they like his leadership, or, you know, whatever it is. You don't think we're getting that report prior to the draft that they have honed in on, zeroed in on, and they will be taking the LSU Heisman Trophy winner?
Yeah, we're not going to see the "we know." I think it's all going to be this is what we're hearing. Like that, and that's as close as we'll get, right? There's not going to be that Washington's already started negotiating. Not that there's much to negotiate anymore with the way the rookie deals are, but they've already started conversations, or they called to find out this, that, and the other from the agent. They've already informed people that's what they're doing. I don't think that's coming. I really don't. I think we're going to have an educated guess. We're going to feel confident by next Thursday, but I think ultimately there'll still be that element of surprise.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.